Hey, it's Rick Prosser here from Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. We send out an e-news every 2 or 3 weeks, and be sure to subscribe to that. Some really cool information in that about what's happening in and around this region. I tell you, it's a great day to be alive, and you're going to love my special guest today, Danielle White. It's great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
Fantastic. Now, Danielle, we're in your yard. At Macquarie Life Church, and you oversight and lead a really cool thing called Our Backyard.
Yes, we do.
And so for our listeners, just describe a little bit about what Our Backyard is.
Our Backyard is a homeless service, and we provide a safe place for people to park in their cars who are rough sleeping, who are without housing, and we provide the space for them to park, but we also provide kitchen, we provide Wi-Fi, showers, toilets, and washing facilities.
Very cool. And I mean, it's
and casework support.
It's not a new thing, but it's been around a long time. I think this is really cool that you guys have opened up a space for people. Yeah. And many of our listeners, I would imagine, have seen or heard of people. I mean, homelessness. I mean, everyone knows about homelessness, but it takes on different forms.
Yeah.
And
I would say that most of your listeners who go for a walk in the morning have probably seen someone who may be sleeping in their car in a public car park space. So, and it can be quite rough out there without proper toilets,
right?
Especially for women.
And because I'm led to believe, and you might be able to add into this, that two of the great challenges for people that are staying in their car is a good night's sleep and a shower.
Yes, and toilets.
And toilets, of course. Yeah. I'd always link to shower with toilets.
You would be surprised. We had a lady that stayed with us once, and she wrote a poem about how bad the toilets were.
Yeah, really?
And she actually emailed it to me. It was quite graphic in her description, but she basically had some very helpful tools, which was to put foil all over the seat because a lot of them were unclean. But she... It obviously had a huge impact on her.
I mean, the cool thing for our listeners, if they are walking around their neighbourhood, there's a place that they could, tap on the window and introduce themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what most people don't do, isn't it?
Yep.
So if you were walking your neighbourhood and for our listeners, and you were to identify, looks like someone's staying in the car, what would you do as a believer, as somebody that think, oh, gee, what would you do?
I would have a look and see if their windows were blocked out. You'd probably find that they are asleep, and that could be in the middle of the day because sometimes it can be difficult for them to sleep at night. But I would keep a lookout for when they're awake, and if they got out of their car, I would approach them and say, are you okay?
And what else would the conversation, if they were entered into some sort of dialogue, where else would you take that conversation?
I would offer them, I would say that there is a place that you can go and park if you want to park in a safe place and also have some facilities that you can use. And we also provide blankets and things like that as well. So people who come here sometimes come with nothing but the clothes on their back. So we at least give them, we can give them clothing, we can give them food, we can give them water, we can also give them towels hot showers.
Yeah, brilliant. What's your motivation in this? I mean, you're doing it out of the goodwill of your heart and volunteering. What's your motivation? What pushes you into this?
Well, it's funny, homelessness was always an issue that probably scared me and probably overwhelmed me. It was probably
does for many people. Why did it?
Because I've always felt overwhelmed by the need and probably where do you start?
Yeah.
And it was probably, I was sort of involved in the church in a sort of a management background sort of position, and our backyard was always... kind of, I always felt like it was a bit of a band-aid project. I never felt that it was a solution to homelessness. But it has been a platform that has led us into other things. You know, what we're doing now, which is sort of Carter Home, which is more looking at affordable housing for people, which is a solution, which we provide casework around people so they can actually stay out of homelessness for good. I would say that I'm here because I love God and I feel that this is probably an area of calling, but it's also an area of great need in regional areas.
Yeah.
And also affordable rentals in this area are very difficult for people who are on Centrelink benefits.
Yeah, now it's, you know, what we're told that the needs are increasing. Has that been your experience?
I would say that it's definitely our increasing. We've certainly seen an increase in rental prices for private rentals,
absolutely.
Without a doubt. I know that one of the organisations that supports people in tenancies have said they've had a massive increase in calls per month.
Yep.
And we've also seen an increase in no grounds evictions in the area as well.
Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest is Danielle White. Danielle oversees the program Our Backyard, which is based at Macquarie Life Church in Macquarie Hills. Danielle, you've got a fundraising coming up, a fundraiser night called Night Under the Stars. It's on Saturday the 21st of August. Just share with our listeners a little bit about what that experience will be for people and how they can engage.
Well, one of the things that we like to do as part of the church is we want to engage with the community and we also want to let people know what we do and what we're about. And the night is really about an awareness for people that they can organise to register to sleep in their vehicles on our property, but they can also be sponsored by friends and family and help us raise money so we can run a service like Our Backyard. And it is supposed to be fun, and but also I think the heart of it is sleeping in your car is not a comfortable experience. In fact, it's a very uncomfortable, cold experience.
Not to turn
anyone away, but I remember talking to my daughters, and they're going to sleep in their cars on the night, and they actually said to me, "Mum, you're not expecting us to sleep in our cars, are you?" And I said, "Well, that's the whole point of the night. The whole point is for you to have an experience of what it's like to sleep in your car." And they'll sort of, "Oh, okay, if I have to." But we get to go home the next morning and we get to go home to our houses.
Yeah,
and if we've had a rough night's sleep, we can probably curl up in our bed and sleep it off on the Sunday.
That's true.
Other people, they don't get that same experience. They don't get to go and curl up in a nice warm bed and probably, you know, catch up on the sleep that they didn't get the night before.
It's interesting. I remember doing the sleep out a couple of years ago with you guys, Night on the Stars, and it's a Saturday night this year, and it was back then. And I had to speak in church the next morning, and it was a dreadful sleep. It was really bad. So I don't know how my message went that day.
Yeah.
But you're right, sleep deprivation is a terrible thing, actually.
It absolutely is. And we do know that if you don't get a good night's rest, it leads to mental health and other issues. A lot of people do come here, say it's the first night that they've actually slept through the whole night. We hear of terrible stories, especially with women and even men, you know, that they get harassed and they just can't sleep at all. And that's why a lot of these people have dogs in their cars so they can alert them straight away to what's going on around them. So if they need to move, they can move on. But rest is a big thing.
So just help our listeners. So let's say I'm sleeping rough in my car, and so I've made the phone call. And then I'm meeting you at, so I just go walk people through that process as I'm coming into the site. And
the process is you can phone us anytime between 9 and preferably to arrange an intake before 4 o'clock, because we try to do our intakes before 5 o'clock. And then you would phone up and we would meet you at the church, and we would go through an intake process, which is really just a couple of forms. You do have to have identification. You also have to have your car registered. And also we have COVID safe check-in procedures as well. But it's also to show you, you know, the people that do come into the service, we allow them to come in. We don't allow anyone.
Yeah.
You have to actually contact us and arrange that intake beforehand.
Because, I mean, that helps create the place of safety, doesn't
yes,
it, for
yeah.
others that are in.
We want to make sure that people feel safe when they come here, and so that we do have a process, and we just don't allow people just to come in off the street if they haven't contacted us beforehand. However, we do... our door is open to anyone if they contact us, unless we've had trouble with them before. We allow anyone to come in, and you know, we do have a number of rules.
I get a brief. So I'm going through. I've done the paperwork,
yep.
And then you're going to go through the checklist.
Yep.
Yep.
The big thing is no drugs or alcohol are allowed on the property.
Right.
That's the biggest factor. So and we do find that that keeps people safe while they're here.
Yeah, yeah.
But we cannot allow anyone onto the property that has got issues. Obviously, we want to help people who are struggling with addictions, and we do put people in contact with other people that we may be able to support them around that, and that is a big thing for us. We pray about it every day. We want people that have struggled with addictions to actually find relief and actually be overcome it. But unfortunately, if you are in the grips of addiction, sure. You wouldn't be able to stay on our property.
So I've arrived, I've got no addictions, I'm still ticking boxes, then yep. I'm going to find a park, is that right?
You find a safe place for you to park. It's, you know, there's plenty of room. It's not like you're going to be struggling to find a place. The property is quite large.
And then I'd access some other things that are here, so
yep.
I'll maybe get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee.
Yeah, so we've got a full kitchen.
Yeah.
And in the kitchen, we've got washing facilities. We're actually going to start opening up during the week. If people don't want to stay on our property, they don't have to overnight, but we're going to open it up for people to actually do washing,
yeah, okay, cool.
Use laundry services,
yeah, very good.
And also hot showers.
Yeah, very good. That's great. So some people might be listening, they might be up in the Hunter Valley or somewhere, and churches have got sites everywhere. I mean, is this, do you feel that our backyard is something that could be reproduced?
Absolutely. Any church could reproduce what we're doing. It's nothing special.
Well, I mean, the special thing is, I guess, a desire and an intention to say we're going to do something. It's probably where it all starts and finishes, is it?
Well, our backyard is really a Band-Aid program, and anyone can do that. Our passion is to see everyone get into some kind of affordable housing so they're off the street. But anyone could open their door for someone sleeping in their cars. Anyone.
Yeah, yeah, right around the region. I mean, we are hearing of it, and you're seeing it, and as you say, people walk around the streets, you're seeing more and more of it. And there's a great need for it, isn't it? I mean, I just love that whole thought. You just create this place of safety where people can feel almost a sense of relief.
And you'd be surprised how many people feel that extra level of safety knowing it's a church.
Mm. Is that right? Yeah, right?
They actually break down. As soon as I say we're at a church, they actually break down. A lot of the times I'll have people break down because they actually... It's funny,
that's interesting.
People may turn their back on God doing, you know, whatever they're going through, but when it comes to a crisis, people need God.
Yeah, very, that's very, I mean, our little experience with people that are vulnerable is they're closer to the Lord than most.
Yeah, and they will ask about programs. I mean, we are totally client-focused, and we meet people where they're at, and you do not have to have any faith whatsoever to call us or contact us. We are for everybody in the community. We're not just for people that are saved. However, we know that we make a difference, and that is the reason why we do this, and we want people to feel loved. And if that's through the Holy Spirit, well... We make no, you know, our faith is part of our DNA, without a doubt.
Beautiful, beautiful. Final comments, Danielle?
I love to see, if you feel uncomfortable sleeping in your car on the August 21st, you can come to the night at 7 o'clock and just support the program. We're going to have some guest speakers. Kay Fraser is going to open the night for us, who's our Mayor of Lake Macquarie. We're going to have some people share some testimonies and some entertainment. There'll be food to purchase, so you don't have to sleep in your car, but I would encourage as many people as they can to register. Go to www.macquariecare.org.au to register. Get on board. This is a small thing that you can actually do to get people to support you sleeping in your car, but it's also, it will be memorable and it will be something that will live with you forever.
Very good. Well said. Danielle, been great having you on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
You've heard it all. Our backyard, great work happening here in Lake Macquarie. Hey, it's been great being with you. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. Bye for now.